From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The war in Afghanistan is winnable, but it won't be won easily or anytime soon. That's the assessment of the Army general tapped to take charge of the war effort. Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal faced a confirmation hearing today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. NPR's defense correspondent Mary Louise Kelly was there.
If he's confirmed, General McChrystal will earn his fourth star and the chance to lead the fight against an enemy that's proven resourceful and resilient. The challenge, McChrystal warned senators, is considerable.
Success will not be quick or easy. Casualties will likely increase. We will make mistakes.
Senators pressed McChrystal for specifics, such as how long will the fighting in Afghanistan last?
I can't put a hard date on it. I believe that counterinsurgency takes time. I believe that we need to start making progress within about the next 18 to 24 months.
Then there's the question of how many troops will it take? Will the 21,000 additional U.S. forces pouring into Afghanistan this summer be enough to turn the tide?
I don't know. It may be sometime before I do.
General McChrystal was also asked about the worst-case scenario.
Everyone's asked about winning. Tell me the consequence of losing.
That's South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. McChrystal replied,
I think that what would happen is it would break down into civil war.
And not just that, McChrystal said, Al-Qaeda would have the chance to regroup with terrible consequences next door in Pakistan.
I think Pakistan would find winning its insurgency very, very difficult, if not impossible.
Would it probably lead to the collapse of the civilian government in Pakistan?
So I think it's very likely. And then, of course, that's a nuclear-armed state, so you've got nuclear weapons under questionable control at that point.
That exchange with Senator Graham notwithstanding, McChrystal mostly declined to be lured into speculation. He answered a lot of questions with some variation on, I don't know yet, and said he wants to wait to make key decisions until he's on the ground and able to assess the situation firsthand. That left senators to direct their toughest questions not to General McChrystal's future role, but to his past. A blemish on the general's otherwise impressive record has been the Pat Tillman episode. Tillman was the football star who joined the Army after 9/11 and was killed in April 2004 by friendly fire. A Pentagon investigation found McChrystal was responsible for inaccurate and misleading information about the incident. Today, McChrystal said he wished he'd handled it differently, and he told Corporal Tillman's family he's sorry.
We failed the family, and I was a part of that, and I apologize for it. And I would say that there is nothing we can do to automatically restore the trust, which was the second casualty of 22nd April. The first was the loss of a great American. The second was a loss of trust with a family.
Senators also asked about one other point of controversy, allegations of detainee abuse in Iraq by troops under General McChrystal's command. McChrystal was ready for the question.
First, I do not and never have condoned mistreatment of detainees and never will.
That said, McChrystal told senators that back in 2003, detention facilities in Iraq were insufficient and there weren't enough military interrogators to do the job.
None of us had ever done this with the level of precision that we needed to, so we learned. We stayed within all of the established and authorized guidelines.
Guidelines that at the time included sleep deprivation, stress positions, and the use of dogs. As today's hearing wrapped up, committee chairman, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, said he has more questions for the general about detainee treatment. But neither Levin nor any other senator spoke out against General McChrystal's nomination to assume command of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.